Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump is expected to name Amy Coney Barrett as his next nominee to serve on the Supreme Court. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports Barrett has a clear conservative record.
Amy Coney Barrett currently sits on the Federal Appeals Court for the Seventh Circuit. She's a former law clerk of Justice Antonin Scalia and was a professor of law at Notre Dame. Barrett is a devout Catholic and the mother of seven children. A source with knowledge of the process says Republicans expect her to be the president's third nominee to the Supreme Court, though the source also cautioned that President Trump could still change his mind. Barrett is 48 years old and would be the youngest justice to serve on the high court. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has the support he needs to move forward with the confirmation before the election. Barrett would fill the vacancy created by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg said her most fervent wish was to be replaced after the next president is installed. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Federal authorities say they've arrested two men who allegedly planned to plant a bomb or shoot up sites, including the White House and Trump Tower in New York. Jalen Christopher Molina of Texas and Christopher Sean Matthews of South Carolina are both charged with conspiracy to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization. Authorities said they aimed to carry out an ISIS-inspired attack. The men were arrested in different states last week. Outside Eugene, Oregon, firefighters are gaining ground on the Holiday Farm fire that's burned 173,000 acres there since Labor Day. As Brian Bull of member station KLCC reports, crews expect to achieve a major feat next week.
A bulldozer clears out brush as crews continue to shore up containment lines along the fire's edge. Tom Fields of the Oregon Department of Forestry says recent rains have helped them more than triple containment since last Friday. Furthermore,
we might have a line around that fire sometime early next week. That doesn't mean full containment, but at least we've got a full circle around it to where we can strengthen and mop up towards the interior and put this thing to bed.
A warm spell next week could pose problems. Field says local residents need to hold off on burning debris and having campfires until local bans are lifted. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene.
U.S. pharmaceutical company Novavax says it started late-stage trials of a potential coronavirus vaccine in the United Kingdom. The company citing the high levels of the virus that causes COVID-19 in that country, making it more likely a test will produce quick results. Novavax in a statement said it plans to test the effectiveness of its vaccine in a trial involving 100,000 people between the ages of 18 and 84. Stocks closed higher at week's end. The Dow up 358 points. The Nasdaq rose 241 points today. You're listening to NPR. The man who allegedly attacked two people with a meat cleaver on the street outside the former offices of satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo is just 18 years old. He arrived from Pakistan 3 years ago as an unaccompanied minor. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports police have also detained four other people and are investigating the incident as an act of terror.
The attack came as the trial of 14 people suspected of assisting the Charlie Hebdo gunman 5 years ago is underway. In January 2015, the Kouachi brothers stormed the magazine, killing 11 people, mostly journalists. Friday's knife attack took place at the magazine's symbolic first office, where a plaque and a mural now memorialize the victims. French Interior Minister Gérard Darmanin tweeted, "We are still in a war against Islamist terrorism." Charlie Hebdo drew fresh threats this month after it republished caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in the name of free speech. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Oregon's Governor Kate Brown says she will send state troopers and sheriff's deputies to Portland this weekend amid expectations of possible trouble around dueling protest groups. The right-wing group Proud Boys is holding a demonstration aimed at countering protests by liberal groups and others. Brown says she's giving policing in the city over the weekend to commanders of the state police and local sheriff's office. Portland has been the scene of at times violent protests for more than 3 months following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis after a police officer knelt on his neck. Crude oil futures prices posted losses for the week, and oil ended today lowered, oil down 6 cents a barrel at $40.25 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.